following is a presentation of 65 Toss Power Trap Productions.
Fourth and goal. Chiefs trying to tie it. Smith. Ball is deflected at the line of scrimmage. And the Broncos are going to hold on here for victory. The Broncos got pushed to the limit here.
Hard-fought game. I was proud of the effort that the players put forward. There were some real good things that we did. There's some things that we can do better. I think that's what I'm most optimistic about. The guys battle like crazy, and we have room for improvement. And with that attitude, with the attitude of this football team, the personality that they're building there together, you know, it gives you an opportunity for success.
Y'all know it's our destiny. We're going right now for the Dallas Cowboys.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to this week's edition of Hy-Vee Chiefs Insider. Oh, the Chiefs were so close to pulling the upset last week against the Denver Broncos. But now Andy Reid's team has to take the assets from that game and move to Miami to try to beat the Dolphins on the road. We've got a great show lined up for you to get you ready for the Dolphins game. We'll have Chiefs punter Dustin Colquitt mic'd up as we go back to Denver, and it was Colquitt versus Colquitt in another punting battle. Again, those brothers, the first to punt in the same game since 1941. Plus, I'll talk with offensive coordinator Doug Peterson. What was there in the Denver game that the offense can take to Miami? Plus, he'll talk about dealing with injuries. But first, let's bring in Chiefs reporter BJ Kissel to tell you everything you need to know to get you ready for the Chiefs and Dolphins.
Let's talk about the Chiefs' upcoming opponent this Sunday in the Miami Dolphins. We've seen a very inconsistent Dolphins team through the first 2 weeks. They went out week one and beat one of the best teams in the AFC in the New England Patriots by a score of 33-20. Last week, they went out to Buffalo and struggled against the Buffalo Bills team and lost 29-10.
Picked up by the Dolphins inside.
Where have the Miami Dolphins been inconsistent this year? You have to start with the offensive line.
Tannehill to throw. Breaks away from pressure, but then is wrapped up and taken down. Kyle Williams.
That defensive pressure from the Buffalo Bills was able to get after Ryan Tannehill with a lot of A-gap pressure.
He's looking long, the pocket collapses, and he has thrown down another sack.
Now, Mike Pouncey, the Pro Bowl center for the Dolphins, had hip surgery in June, was scheduled to miss 4 to 6 games during the season. But apparently he's ahead of schedule. We don't yet know if he's going to play in this game. He said that he's ready to go, but it's still yet to be determined. His return would change things completely for the Dolphins' offensive line, and it's something the Chiefs could take advantage of if he's not able to play. Another key storyline in this game is the injury bug at the running back position for the Miami Dolphins, and Sean Moreno, their starter, went down with a dislocated elbow after averaging 5.5 yards per carry through the first couple of games. The team is high on running back Lamar Miller. They even say they really like what they see from Damian Williams, but they went out and signed former K-State Wildcat and a guy who's played with Miami in Daniel Thomas to help shore up that backfield going into this game against the Chiefs. Every great offense has continuity between the quarterback and his number one receiver.
Back to pass, looking long to the middle of the field, looking for Wallace, and Corey Graham breaks it up.
But it's something they haven't seen in Miami between Ryan Tannehill and Mike Wallace.
Well, I thought this is one of these throws that I thought Tannehill should have had. There's no inside presence.
He and Ryan Tannehill haven't necessarily got on the same page in the manner in which they thought they would when they brought Wallace over. Now, Mike Wallace is an extremely talented receiver. He's got a lot of speed, and he has the ability to make big plays down the field. Hopefully, the Chiefs can keep them one more week away from having that timing.
He threw it behind Mike Wallace.
Now, the Chiefs have dealt with their fair share of adversity on the offensive line. They've had injuries, but they've also been tested so far this season. Week one, they went up against Jarrell Casey, one of the best defensive linemen at getting after the quarterback in the NFL. Last week against the Broncos, it was DeMarcus Ware and Von Miller. The Chiefs have their hands full this week as they face one of the other best pass rushers in the NFL in Cameron Wake. Now, the Miami defense as a whole, they like to control the line of scrimmage. They like to put guys in the box. That creates space on the outside.
They dump it up to the near side for Woods, and Woods follows Watkins' block inside.
With the Dolphins trying to control the line of scrimmage, trying to stack guys inside the box, that opens up space on the outside and down the field for the Chiefs offense and their skill position players to try to take advantage. When you have a coach like Andy Reid, who's one of the best schemers in the NFL, finding ways to put guys in positions to be successful is something he's known for and something we'll hopefully see from the Chiefs offense this week.
Chiefs Insider is brought to you by Hy-Vee, where there's a helpful smile in every aisle. Sprint, the official wireless service provider of the Chiefs. And by Truman Medical Centers, TMC and the Chiefs, partners for a healthy community. Coming up on Chiefs Insider.
It's a great learning experience going into Miami this week. The guys should have confidence. We got to build off of what we did Sunday. Playing a good football team, a team that was in the Super Bowl a year ago, and with a chance to win it at the end, they should have some confidence going forward.
Welcome back to Hy-Vee Chiefs Insider. The Chiefs offense was much better against the Denver Broncos in week two, but now they need to be even better in week three to beat the Miami Dolphins in South Florida. I talked with offensive coordinator Doug Peterson about what he can take from week two to week three on the offense and how he's dealing with all these injuries the Chiefs have had in the first 2 weeks of the season.
Doug, what is there to build off of after the close loss at Denver on the offensive side?
I tell you, it was, you look at the tape and effort was outstanding. The grit, the toughness of the guys, our quarterback played better than the week before, which he, I think he took that personally, obviously coming out of week one. Travis Kelce stepped up, had some tremendous catches. Fasano had some tremendous catches.
They float a pass left for Fasano. It is incomplete. Fasano catch it. He pulls it into his body. They rule it a catch. First down Chiefs at the Bronco 25.
There were a lot of hands in this one, but yet there were still enough mistakes made that we can get better offensively, correct those mistakes, move on to Miami.
Another third down for Kansas City. Shotgun snap, back to Alex Smith, corner pattern left side, it's caught by Ball at the 10-yard line, he's popped out at the 9. It's first down and goal to go at the 9.
Third down against Tennessee was last in the league. This week against Denver, 11 conversions. What was the difference on third down, and how does that help you going into this week against Miami?
Well, the biggest difference is we executed better on first and second because we kept our third downs manageable. We were in those third and fours, fives, and sixes. And then Denver helped us a little bit, too, on some third and nines, third and eights with some jumping offside. So that put us back into some manageable situations. So, you know, we were able to do it, execute, stay on the field. Again, Alex and the guys, a couple of broken plays on a third and 18 to start the second half and some third and 14. I remember third and 11 hitting Dwayne over the middle for a 13-14-yard gain. So execution, the ability to make those plays, guys stepped up when we need to. But, first and second down was a bigger part of this game than it was in week one.
Hand off, Niall Davis goes up the middle at midfield, cuts it back 40 at the 35 and slams into the safety, Raheem Moore. Niall Davis last right up the middle with a 25-yard run.
Your evaluation of the offensive line going from now week two to week three. You could face some good fronts here with Miami, but how did they play last week?
They played well. They played well enough for us to win. There's still some improvement. There's still some new faces in there with Ryan Harris now out at right tackle, and you still got Mike McGlinn, who's only in his third week, really, of learning our system. And, you know, Fish is still growing there at left tackle. So, you know, we've got, and Zach's a rookie. So Rodney's the one guy in the middle that's kind of keeping it all together. They did play well. They played better.
Moving right, trying to keep the play alive. Pump faking. Niall Davis covered up. Now he throws right boundary. Caught by Kelce. First down at the 33.
They know they have some work to do going forward. They did play a great front, you know, in the Denver Broncos, and they're going to see another good one this week in Miami.
And now this week is kind of like just get a win. Everything tastes better if you can get a win. To win in Miami on the road now, what has to happen on the offensive side of the ball?
I just think we just got to keep, we got to build off of what we did Sunday. And what I mean by that is, you know, quarterback, you know, making good decisions with the football. He took care of the football. No turnovers was key in this football game.
Touchdown! As Niall Davis blasts into the end zone. Good block by Eric Fisher on the left side.
Offensive line will just improve off of what they built on, you know, Sunday against Denver. You know, Niall Davis ran hard.
Niall Davis at the middle! Touchdown! Kansas City!
We've got to continue to use him. And then the receivers, you know, step up and make plays. We're going to see tight man-to-man bump and run covers the rest of the season. And those guys have got to make plays down the field. So it's a great learning experience going into Miami this week. The guys should have confidence, you know, playing a good football team, a team that was in the Super Bowl a year ago, and with a chance to win it at the end, they should have some confidence going forward.
As a coordinator, final question, how do you handle the challenge when you lose a Jeff Allen or you lose a Jamal early in the game like that? How do you handle that as a play caller schemer?
Well, I think the biggest thing when you put your game plan together is you got to keep things familiar for the guys. You can't come up with a lot of new ideas and new schemes and new concepts and do things you did in training camp that the guys are familiar with. And then just putting your people in position to be successful and putting a Travis Kelce, who's a young tight end, in a position to just go execute and play. And then rely on your guys like, you know, Dwayne Bowe and your Anthony Fasanos and Donnie Avery's and guys like that to make and step up and make those big plays when you need to. So keeping it simple for the guys, let them play fast on Sunday. Again, stay ahead of the chains on first and second down and you'll be okay.
Where does the word barbecue come from?
Where did the word barbecue come from?
The term barbecue come from?
No. Barbecue.
Well, I should know this. Where did the word barbecue originate from?
Well, it's either Kansas City, Texas, or Carolina.
Kansas City.
If you're asking me that question, I would say it originated in Kansas City.
Barbecue. B-B-Q. God, I have no idea.
If I'm not mistaken, Latin America barbacoa, to smoke meat or to cook meat indirectly. And if you want to get really technical, it started back with the Philippine Islands because they would put the meat on racks above a fire to keep the bugs off the meat. So it goes back way further than Latin America, but I believe Latin America gave it the title barbecue.
God, what if I would have nailed that?
When we return on Chiefs Insider.
Let's do it, five. All right, boys, let's get it. Let's get it. That a baby, that a baby. Way to focus.
Welcome back to the show. Well, someday he'll be on the Ring of Honor. He's the best gross and net punter in Chiefs history. Dustin Colquitt is a weapon for this football team. He's had a remarkable 30 punts in the last 2+ years inside the 10, and he actually changed the game against the Denver Broncos. We had a chance to check in with Chiefs punter Dustin Colquitt.
Green Day Dookie, all the way across town. I was more of a Blink 182 fast. Please tell me why. I already nicked this thing. I nicked it and it went. Oh wow, those helmets are stuck together. Those got a 9-iron for me. I got to bite in there a little better. Makes sense. We're human. Can't hit cameras. Yeah, that would have been expensive. It's true. Bombski by Bubba. What's up, dude?
Just go easy on your little brother tonight.
I think I'm taller than you.
It's just your helmet.
It's awesome. You know, it's a lot of fun to see Britton, and you know, he's got two little kids, great wife, and just see that life. He's had a very good process to get to that point.
You related to you?
Yeah, it's my brother. Oh, okay. It's my little brother. We got seven kids behind us that we're responsible for. That's a little nerve-wracking.
It's fun seeing him. Obviously, I'm cheering him on.
All right, Bubba. Let's have a good one, buddy. Let's have a good one.
I mean, obviously, that blood relationship is very big for me. And, but, you know, I'm cheering him on. But at the same time, as soon as Frankie gets that ball, man, I'm like, go, go, go.
Had a baby, Frankie. Nice, Frankie. Way to field that ball, though.
I want him to do well, but, you know, I'm Kansas City Chief, so we want to beat the Dockies.
And Colquitt, Dustin Colquitt, will try to get a nice field position punt here. End over end, high. Burst looks at it. He's going to let it bounce. It backspins. Touched by the Chiefs, and they will now down it inside the five-yard line.
Obviously, it's just like a offensive play. You got to have everybody blocking, keeping everybody away from me. I'm essentially the quarterback of the special teams when we're punting. So, obviously, you want a good snap. Everything's timing in the NFL. You got really fast guys, guys that know how to use leverage and then get free. And so, when you got an accurate snap, your protection as well, and then your timing is, you know, you try to look right about 2 seconds getting the ball off. Then you're usually don't get anything blocked. And then, obviously, then the next thing is good drop. Drop is everything for a punt. If you have a still ball, you normally have a good punt. And then match distance and hang. So if it's a 50-yard punt, you want about a 5-0 hang, 4-8, somewhere in there. So, and then when you get down to the, you know, 45-yard punt, 4.5 seconds. So you got to time that up. And then we have some good gunners that get down there and make some plays.
Play action fake. They float a pass left for Fasano. He pulls it into his body. They rule it a catch.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, baby. Oh, my gosh. Yes. Oh, baby.
Oh, it was just one of those catches where you think, don't get hurt because it looks so awkward. And then he managed to just concentrate all the way down. He hits his head real hard, still managed to get the ball. I don't have no clue what I said. I just turned into like a 15-year-old kid again, celebrating. And
it's like the Allstate hands. Oh, man. Oh.
I mean, that was just a great catch, a great time in the game. We needed that, and he focused all the way in, and he's a great veteran player. He's been great, you know, for everybody in every situation, and so I was happy for him and just stoked at the same time. We were going nuts at the sidelines on that catch.
Thanks for joining us on this week's show. After 2 weeks on the road, the Chiefs will return home for a Monday night football battle against one of the premier teams in the National Football League since 2001, the New England Patriots, and future Hall of Fame quarterback Tom Brady. Now, some of the most legendary NFL games on Monday night have happened at Arrowhead Stadium, and the Chiefs Kingdom is anticipating another one. We'll get you ready for all the drama and all of the emotion of Monday night football at Arrowhead against the Patriots, right here on Hy-Vee Chiefs Insider.
Chiefs Insider is brought to you by Hy-Vee, where there's a helpful smile in every aisle. Sprint, the official wireless service provider of the Chiefs. And by Truman Medical Centers, TMC and the Chiefs, partners for a healthy community.
Power trap.